Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
We've heard of cases where, you know, a baker has been targeted, or I believe the most recent one I've heard about was a graphic designer was targeted, where a couple wanted them to do something for them, a same-sex couple, and they declined
right.
because of their personal beliefs. And they ended up having lawsuits, right, filed. And in the two cases I'm thinking of, they've won.
Right. And in fact, the I believe it's the state of Colorado has some, what do they call it? I think they call it a civil rights commission or something like that, that also leveled fines against a business owner. And they ended up winning in court, and the state of Colorado had to pay them a big settlement.
And that's how it should be.
Yes.
There's now a pizzeria in Tennessee that's having this exact same thing happen to them. Has not escalated to the point of a lawsuit, but mark my words, when we're talking in a couple months, that might be the case.
Will.
It
okay.
might, because people are absolutely flipping out over this pizzeria that's in Red Bank, Tennessee, which I guess is near Chattanooga. And they were asked to cater a same-sex wedding, and they declined. But they had a very nice comment about it. They said, look, this isn't about judgment. This is just something that doesn't align with our personal beliefs. You know, we've just opted not to do this.
There's a pizza store on every corner. Go to a different pizza place.
Yeah, but it's not about that for the couple or that group in particular.
Of course not.
So they have just put this small business through the ringer. People are lighting them up on social media, all these bad reviews. There was supposedly some Facebook event where people were told, if you're same-sex couple, to go in front of the business during business hours and start kissing. To basically make people feel very uncomfortable. So thank goodness there was a counter protest to try to shut that whole thing down. But it's just been ridiculous.
Where is this in Tennessee?
This is near Chattanooga.
Okay.
And it's called Cortile. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
I mean,
the pizza looks fantastic.
Yeah.
You're surprised why?
Well, I'm surprised because I know that particular area. It's relatively conservative, and we're not talking about a big city like downtown Nashville. The outskirts of Chattanooga are probably fairly conservative when it comes to, you know, family issues and things like that. I'm just a little surprised there would be a large enough community to cause them to lose business over that.
But the thing is, people get so riled up about this, it takes on a life of its own. And people from surrounding communities are so passionate about this, I feel like they would travel just to show their support.
Oh, maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
Think if something happened like this at a business in St. Charles. That's a pretty conservative area. But you think about all the people who would travel here from St.
Yeah.
Louis to protest that.
I mean, agree.
Is there a university near Chattanooga?
Well, the University of Tennessee has a branch at Chattanooga, I believe. I don't know if there's another school there or not.
But one of the
Chattanooga is nothing like St. Louis when it comes to politics. But I would agree with you. I'm just a little surprised for that area that they would garner that kind of attention.
One of the news stations went out and did a story about pizzeria serves up controversy with gay wedding stands. But what does Tennessee law say? They have an attorney on there and basically says, yeah, it mentions you can't discriminate based on race, religion, sex. But it's missing a key term that, in my opinion, backs up what this pizzeria did, which is it doesn't mention anything about sexual orientation.
Okay.
So every business has a right to say, hey, we're not going to. It's not the same, because I think people feel like it's the same as saying the gay person walking up to them inside their pizza store or shop, whatever, and saying, hey, I'd like a slice of pizza. And they're saying, I'm sorry, we cannot serve you because of your sexual orientation. That's not what they're saying. They're just saying we can't put our company.
We're not
catering your event. There's a local bookstore, I guess, in Chattanooga that had partnered with this pizzeria for quite some time. They had hosted the pizzeria because I guess they also have a food truck. And listen to what one of the guys from this local bookstore was saying about this.
There's nothing to say that they have to cater a same-sex wedding, just as there's not a law that says that we have to go there.
Book and Cover had a partnership with the pizza shop, but posted this statement on social media saying they decided to end it.
We as the queer community should work to put the businesses on a pedestal who do support us and do work to make the city a better place.
Sure, you should.
Yeah, you have.
If that's how you feel. Talk. Well, you know, you can vote with your dollars. You can.
America.
Don't do business there if you don't like it.
So I agree with what that guy is saying, that they can choose to end the partnership. They can choose to not go there and eat and, like you said, vote with their dollar, essentially. But I think where I draw the line and why I get so frustrated about this is that people then want to do, like I mentioned earlier, the kissing protest or whatever they called it. They take it way too far. They want to cancel the business, cancel the person. If they don't have their same set of beliefs,
yes,
they just look at them as bigots. And I'm feeling like we're going to see more and more of this happening because things just keep getting more and more polarized. And now with Trump in office, there are some very angry people at, you know, who their president is. And they're going to say, not my president. And I don't have to adhere to this. And I feel like we're going to see more of this happening. People are going to find any little thing they can, in this case,
probably
a poor pizzeria in Chattanooga, to target their anger.
And to your point, you can go back through the past five or six administrations, and I'll guarantee you'll find this to be the case, because in 1988 or 89, George H.W. Bush was still president, and and there was a march for the homeless in Washington. So marches for people like that, the women's march with the pink hats, only happen when Republicans are in office, right? That's when the activists come crawling out of the woodwork because they're not getting catered to by the progressive left. And they want to complain about the policies, which they're perfectly able to do as long as it's peaceful. But you're right. There will be an increased presence of folks who hate. There's a bunch of them have TDS anyway. That won't help the situation. That will agitate it.
When you mentioned the March for the Homeless, was that the official name of the march?
Oh, yeah.
And
this was brilliant.
That would never fly now.
It was,
you know what it would be called
the
in
unhoused.
2025?
March
right,
for the
March
unhoused.
For the Unhoused.
Well, here's what happened. They collected a bunch of money. I was working in Dayton, Ohio as a TV reporter. They collected a bunch of money from local corporations. They rented out a bunch of Greyhound kind of buses, and they announced they were driving people to Washington, D.C., And on each bus, they had to have a certain number of homeless people. And they decided to invite some local reporters to go with them, which seemed like a great idea at the time, seemed like a lot of fun. We'll go spend the day in Washington, D.C. and get a bus ride back and blah, blah, blah. Except it was wintertime and it was cold. And when the bus heated up and all these people that hadn't bathed in a long time started stinking, we were rethinking that.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing that happened. All these homeless people just wanted a one-way ticket to Washington, D.C. They weren't on the bus on the way back. They stayed there because they knew that they would get more resources in the nation's capital.
They didn't want to attend their own march?
I don't know if they marched. I assume they marched. But they stayed in D.C. when they were done. And if you go there today, there are probably still some of them living there in tents. And that was 30 years ago. Downtown D.C. is littered with homeless tents.
Unhoused, Mark.
The unhoused, whatever you want to call them.
I haven't seen any here in St. Louis. I think it's a little bit too cold for anybody who's trying to stay outside. But we know a lot of them don't want to go to the shelter, regardless of how cold it is.
Yes,
they can't do all of that stuff. But I'll see some of them who are sleeping by the manholes. What am I thinking of?
Oh, by the sewers?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
air grates.
Yes, thank you. Where it's nice and warm, I guess.
I didn't, well, warmer. I did notice down here at the old criminal courts building across from Enterprise Center in the Keel, that used to be a homeless hangout, those steps down there. Somebody kicked in a door that used to be below the steps, and for all I know, there's a bunch of them living in there. So there you have it.
I'm just
I'm unhoused update.
Thank you, Mark. Brought to you by. I'm just really eager to see what happens over the next several months. Like you said, I think that these are going to ramp up, and it just makes me so sad for these businesses, because even if they win the case, like the baker has, or like the graphic designer has, or if this escalates to the point of a lawsuit with this pizzeria in Chattanooga, it still impacts their business.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what makes me really sad. And they people just will not probably let this go. They're just so angry about it. And again, going back to what I mentioned earlier, which was the Tennessee Human Rights Act, it says you can't discriminate based on race, creed, color, religion, sex, age, or national origin. It says nothing about sexual orientation. You have every right to say, hey, based on my personal beliefs, I just can't do this. And I think there's a right and a wrong way to go about that. Obviously, you're not going to be like, you're ridiculous, and just like the pizzeria did. Hey, we've decided we're not going to take part in this, and they were kind about it. And it's just not enough for people. It's all about inclusivity, and you have to affirm me, even if what you're doing goes against your values and your morals. You have to affirm me, because that's the loving thing to do.
Yep.
And that's just
it's
not
coming.
Love. It's not love to lie to somebody. It's not love. I have so many thoughts on this. I feel for this pizzeria. If you're going to the Chattanooga area, Pizzeria Cortile, I believe I'm saying that correctly.
Spell it.
Go give them some business. Cortile. I was looking for a GoFundMe page. I didn't see one. But gosh, I hope.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised they don't have one.
Well, and maybe there is one and I just didn't. Maybe it's under some different name. I don't know.
Maybe it must be really good pizza. Like number one.
It looks amazing.
I can't imagine how I'd get laughed out of town if I suggested we had a pizza buffet at the wedding. Right?
Well,
who's having a pizza buffet at the wedding?
Yeah. Well, unless maybe it was, you know, like a midnight snack. We did a late night snack, although I forgot about it at my own wedding and didn't eat any of it.
Of course you did.
I'm clearly.
How many drinks did you start and not finish at your own wedding?
I don't think
I
had
busy taking pictures.
I don't think I had a full drink at my wedding.
Of course, you didn't get around to doing that. All right, we're going to be back here in just a couple minutes. We're trying to get you a report out of New Orleans this morning to get to the latest on this terrorist attack down there, which, of course, the FBI initially told us was not a terrorist attack, because every day people drive trucks through crowds of people and open fire in full body armor. Give me a break. We're trying to get you a live report from down there. Later in the show, though, we've got Jim Talent joining us. We are going to get to Tom Ackerman, talk about the big football games that happen over the weekend. And Griff Jenkins is going to join us. He was one of the ones with some of the initial reporting yesterday on this terror suspect and that truck that was spotted coming across the border at Eagle Pass. So we'll get that straight from the mouth of one Griff Jenkins at about the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We're back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.